Winter thrills await at Winterfest at Nemacolin. Join the fun on Saturday, February 10th for a day of fun-fueled winter festivities like skiing and snowboarding, snow tubing, ice skating, and snow bikes. You'll be able to meet the Nemacolin Dog Sled Team, try your hand at ice bowling, compete in the out-cold race, and finish your day with a brew by the fire at the peak. A winter of wonders waiting for you at Nemacolin's Winterfest. Experiences are for overnight guests and members. For more information, visit nemacolin.com.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, back on the pulse with Ali and Othniel. We just heard a track by Gut Was Good, Rumah Besar, featuring Monologue. This is a really rare edition of the pulse where we're playing a lot of Asian sounds, yeah. Malaysian sounds. But yeah, that's Gut Was Good, featuring Monologue. And now we're going to go into our quickfire news roundup that we call.
By the way, about 2 weeks ago, we spoke about Ed Sheeran's team implementing blockchain technology to their ticketing system, right?
Yeah.
And this is to prevent ticket scalpers from not only robbing the experience of true fans, but also preventing scalpers to sell those tickets to real fans for an astronomical price. Well, Ticketmaster is currently receiving the wrath of the BTS army. Oops. BTS will be performing 4 shows in LA to kick off their return to live touring, but it hasn't really been smooth sailing for Ticketmaster, as most of their tickets were snatched up by scalpers that were reselling tickets as high as 15 to 20,000 USD.
My God.
Well, FYI, the original price for the most expensive tier of tickets were actually only 500 USD. And that's not all. Many fans bought tickets to the cancelled 2020 BTS tour. They have yet to be refunded until today. So fans were expecting a compensation in the form of being able to get first dibs for buying tickets, but that didn't happen as well.
Man, that's not cool.
Yeah, I mean, why would you want to do that to BTS fans, right? Yeah, so there was a lot of technical errors crashing the site, among many other things. Ticketmaster has a lot to catch up with. Maybe they should give Ed Sheeran's team a call, you know. Don't ever mess with the BTS army.
Yeah, you never want to mess with BTS army. And by the way, this week, music streaming service Deezer announced a new feature on their playlist creation algorithm, which is tailoring music to your emotions. This feature is called Flow Moods, which is kind of like an emotional jukebox to play music based on a particular mood. And it also has a degree of personalization built in as well. As with many streaming apps, you know, they tend to want to know the user and get their habits into an algorithm, right, eventually. And it's quite interesting. I'm not a user of Deezer myself, but if you are out there, you got to check it out, because I want to know if this algorithm works in creating a playlist for you. And the Flow Moods have about 6 basic setups here. You can create a playlist according to this 6 moods. One of it is called You and Me. It's probably going to create a playlist that is setting the mood for some romance and feel-good tracks that you and your partner will love. And also another mood is motivation. This one is probably made for workouts. Chill is another mood, which is, you know, like a relaxing kind of playlist that they can create for you. Melancholy is another mood. You know, we all get the blues every now and then. So, you know, if you're in the mood for a good mellow sound, this could help you build a playlist. And there's another one called Focus. This one's pretty cool because it lets help you stay in the zone with the right kind of music to help you achieve your goal. So not just for things like workout, but also maybe to complete chores or work and stuff like that. And the last mood that they have on this Flow Mood on Deezer is Party. This one is pretty self-explanatory. If you're at home and, you know, you're putting together a playlist for a party, if you can accept visitors to your house already, then, you know, this one could set you up for a good night. Check this out on the Deezer app. As I mentioned, we're not Deezer users ourselves, but if you are, let us know how it's like. You can go to the Deezer app and then start the Flow Moods by hitting the button Flow, and as soon as the music starts playing, you will see the Flow Moods icon above the cover art, and you can start to build your playlist through the different moods that they can set for you. And this is really nice. It's available on iOS and Android Deezer apps as well. So check it out, Deezer's Flow Moods.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to hit a button and let the app create a playlist for you, right? Yes. It's not a walk in the park to don't slowly queue in songs, right?
Correct. And I mean, but at this point, I think the apps should know our emotions well enough by the kind of things we listen to at current times in the day.
AI algorithms. Anyway, by the way, legendary crooner Tony Bennett has set a new Guinness World Record as the oldest person to release an album of new material at 95 years old.
Wow. Man.
His latest album is the recently released jazz record called Love for Sale alongside Lady Gaga, their second collaborative album together, adding to his truly impressive catalogue spanning over more than 70 years in the music industry. Some of his other records include, yep, this is not his only record, he is currently the oldest person to reach number one on the US album chart with a newly recorded album. He also has the award of the longest time between UK top 20 albums, which is 39 years. And he's also the oldest person to enter the UK top 20 album chart with Duets, an American classic, which he released at age 80.
Wow. And I mean, I gotta say, when Lady Gaga performs with Tony Bennett, she sounds really good. And they have this chemistry that you couldn't tell. I couldn't tell Tony Bennett's 95 years old, or even older than 80 years old for that matter. And Lady Gaga just gives a different kind of vibe when she does this jazz kind of staples, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, big ups Tony Bennett for still putting out records even at 95 years old. And that's a world record, a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the only Lady Gaga album that I'll listen to in full from start to finish. Once again, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Love for Sale.
Nice, check it out. That actually neatly brings us to the end of tonight's episode of The Pulse. If you like what you've heard on the show, you can get us on Twitter at BFM Radio, WhatsApp at 018-789-8899, or listen back to previous podcasts and previous episodes of The Pulse. You just need to go to our website, bfm.my/pulse.
Closing off the show with a track from Malaysian singer Natani. She'll be playing at the Raising the Bar show at Safe House, which we mentioned earlier in the show. Here's Sunscreen by Natani, closing off the show right here on The Pulse with me, Ofnir Ting, and
Ali Johan. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.